A new exhibition marking the start of the school year got underway at the National Museum in Prague on Monday. It is dedicated to the 17th century Czech philosopher and thinker Jan Amos Komenský, or Comenius, known as the Teacher of Nations, and it focuses on his most famous work for children, called Orbis Pictus. Ruth Frankova has the story.
Orbis Pictus is considered to be the world's first widely used illustrated children's book, a sort of predecessor of a modern visual dictionary. The book was first published in Latin and German in 1658 in Nuremberg and quickly spread to schools in Germany as well as other countries. The first English edition of Orbis Pictus, called Visible World in Pictures, was published in 1659, while the Czech edition was first issued in 1685. The book is divided into chapters featuring large copperplate prints, which are described in the accompanying text. It covers a large range of subjects from botany and zoology to religion. Richard Čípek is the author of the exhibition dedicated to the revolutionary textbook.
Tak Jan Amos Komenský sepsal Orbis Pictus během svého působení.
Comenius wrote Orbis Pictus in the first half of the 17th century while working as a professor in Sárospatak in Hungary. It was supposed to teach the children foreign languages in a playful way and at the same time teach them something about the world around them. We could say Comenius was a great promoter of what we call project-based learning.
Čili nauku o světě. Myslím, že Komenský byl velikým zastáncem projektové výuky.
Orbis Pictus, which was still in use decades after Comenius's death, is based on his fundamental principle of proceeding from the simple to the complicated. According to Mr. Čípek, the textbook is relevant even today, more than 300 years after its first publishing.
Sama za sebe hovoří vlastně čísla. Od prvního vydání, které...
I think that the numbers speak for themselves. Orbis Pictus was published 259 times and was translated into 19 languages. The fact that it is still published today proves that it still has something to say, even to contemporary readers.
Stále vychází, naznačuje, že má stále co říci i současnému člověku.
The exhibition entitled Orbis Pictus Throughout the Ages is a joint project of the National Museum, the Pedagogical Museum and the National Comenius Pedagogical Library in Prague. It showcases not only the most valuable prints from the 17th and 18th centuries, but also its more recent editions from the 19th and 20th centuries. Richard Čípek again.
Jako nejzajímavější z vystavených titulů.
One of the most interesting exhibits is the paraphrase or an addition to Orbis Pictus, created by the famous Czech painter, graphic artist and writer Josef Vachal. There's also an edition of Orbis Pictus in Braille's alphabet, which was published in the 1930s in Serbia.
Edice v Braillově písmu, která vyšla ve 30. letech v Srbsku.
Also on display is a series of large didactic pictures inspired by Comenius's work, which were used by teachers in classrooms throughout the 19th century. The exhibition entitled Orbis Pictus Throughout the Ages launches a series of events marking the 350th anniversary of the birth of Jan Amos Komenský, which will culminate in 2020.